The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So back to Notre Dame and the university, the Sydney University, Catholic University, got two campuses, Broadway and Darlinghurst, that seems to have been failing students because they used News Corp, or Rupert Murdoch's newspapers, as source material, slamming big Fs on their essay. Sherry Markson's on the line, media editor at The Australian. She's been doing some stories over the last 12 months or so on the universities along the same line. Sherry, thanks for your time.
No worries. How are you, Justin?
I'm good, thanks. You had a listen to what I said before the break. What do you make of that?
Look, it's pretty appalling. You know, this is a markup on a student's assignment, and so they're teaching young students that you can't trust the journalists and the newspapers at, you know, one of the most dominant companies in the country. It's really appalling. Some of the best journalists in Australia work at News Corp, and they've broken some of the biggest stories in the country, really vital work. At The Australian, we have Hedley Thomas, who's won Walkley after Walkley after Walkley in, you know, serious investigations. Yeah. And here you have, you know, some numbnut, ridiculous university lecturer telling her students not to trust information that she reads in publications like The Australian newspaper. It is so offensive and so appalling, and I really want to know, and you've gone to the university for questions.
We have.
I want to know what they have to say about it, because it's indefensible.
I think what gives them away here too is dropping the name of Rupert Murdoch, sliding that in there as a weapon.
Yeah, it's inappropriate, you know. All of us, all of the journalists at News Corp around the country, and there are thousands of them, work really hard, work our rounds really hard, break stories that are important for the country, break some of the biggest stories. So just because a university lecturer might not like Rupert Murdoch, it's not fair that she's forcing those views onto young media students who would one day, you know, when they graduate from university, be trying to get a job at one of the many newspapers that Murdoch owns in the country.
Who the hell are they trying to turn out into the world here when they get their degree and they're finished? They just want people who say, look, you write for your audience, write for us, write for the lecturer, or you won't get a pass. I mean, we've got two pretty clear examples, this other email I've got, saying the same things. The only kids that are passing are the ones that are writing what the lecturer wants. It's rubbish. It's like writing editorials.
The only kids that are passing are the kids that are reflecting their left-wing ideological views back at them, and that's not what university is meant to be about, and that's not what a journalism or a media degree is meant to be about. It's meant to be about teaching students to think for themselves, to think objectively, to look at both sides of the debate, you know, especially on a tricky issue like asylum seekers, where, you know, you do need a border protection policy, or you do need to understand the government's reasons for having a border protection policy, rather than just looking at the issue emotively. You need to look at both sides of it.
Yeah, but have the debate, even if it's through the essay, even if you believe the student is wrong, have the debate.
Definitely.
What's whacking an F going to do?
But don't force your own views onto them. And what we've seen, you know, there's a lot of university lecturers, Jenna Price, Wendy Bacon, a whole lot of them, Margot Kingston, or former lecturers, some of them, and they're on social media. They've got thousands of followers. Thousands of these young media students follow them on Twitter, and they're just, you know, influencing them with their left-wing ideology. And if the students don't agree with them, well, they're too scared to speak out, mostly. And if they don't agree with them, they get bad marks.
Sherry, good chatting to you. Thank you. We'll let you know if Notre Dame get back to us.
Love to know what they have to say about it, because I can't imagine what they can possibly say.
No, it'll be interesting. Sherry, thank you. Sherry Markson, media editor at The Australian, who's written a few stories along this line. And look, I've got to tell you this. I want to be upfront. I don't care if it's left or right. I mean, let's just turn the tables around. If the student had written a left-wing sort of paper and the lecturer was a right-wing and they marked it and said this is left eruption, I'd still feel exactly the same way. You are not breeding free thinkers. You're not saying to this person, hey, tell me what you think. It's fair enough that they go back to the student and say, well, look, you told me what you thought, but you really didn't back it up with a lot of research. So I'm going to give you a C on this one. And look, I want to see some more research next time. Let's hear it. You know, dig a little bit deeper. That's what university's for, but they are not. They are not for this.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big money at Menards.